I'm Laura Webker, and I'm here today with the National FFA Proficiency Winner in the Dairy Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency Award, Carrie Rhodes from Ansonia FFA Chapter in Ohio. Carrie, first off, how does it feel to be named the National FFA Winner?
It's amazing. I'm still a little starstruck right now and don't really know what to think.
Certainly. And can you tell us a little bit about your SAE?
So my SAE project takes place on my 8th generation family farm where we're milking about 120 cows. I help my dad feed the calves every day and assist in feeding the heifers and then basic things around the farm such as tagging, tattooing, dehorning calves, and milking as well.
So it almost seems like you were born right into the farm, is that correct?
Yes, I was.
There's always good things about farming and agriculture in general, so what would you say is your favorite part of your SAE?
My favorite part of my SAE is hands down showing my cows. Throughout the years, I've gotten really close with my siblings, traveling to different shows across the nation, showing our milking shorthorn and brown Swiss heifers. So doing that really taught me a lot of life lessons and really made an impact on my future.
And speaking of life lessons, what would you say is the best life lesson that you've learned from this SAE, or maybe the most important one in your eyes?
The most important life lesson that my SAE has taught me is not to be afraid to ask for help. A lot of the times you feel like you're supposed to know something, so you're scared to ask about it and get the correct information. So just coming out of your comfort zone and knowing when to ask for help and not feeling ashamed to do so.
There's great parts of everything, but unfortunately in the life we live in, there is going to be some negative parts. So what is the most challenging thing that you face as part of your SAE?
I think the most challenging part of my SAE was sometimes working with my siblings. Being the youngest of four, they didn't always take my opinion into consideration. So showing them that I'm mature enough to handle more difficult tasks became an issue for me. But eventually they realized that I could do just as much work as them, and we all ended up getting along really well.
That's sometimes the challenge of working with family. And now, how does your SAE relate to the future, or what is your future goals, and how does that, you know, coincide together?
So my future plans are to be an ag teacher. So I got my foundation from that, from my SAE project. So now I'll be able to share the information that I've learned throughout my years in FFA with my future students.
And where are you in schooling right now, Carrie?
I am currently a freshman at Oklahoma State University.
And lastly, you know, you can't get anywhere in the world without support. So who would you like to thank here today for getting you to where you are?
So first of all, I need to thank my parents and my dad for having the cows and giving me the opportunity to work on the farm and have my own cows and show. I also need to thank Dina and Jeff Webker for helping me so much getting my proficiency ready, and Tommy Shaw for the practice interviews, and also my advisors as well.
And once again, this is Carrie Rhodes, the Dairy Production Entrepreneurship National FFA Proficiency Winner. For National FFA, I'm Laura Webker.